Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, our next guest is Mr. Gary Schnabel, and we're going to tell you about an event coming up next weekend. Actually, next Saturday, I'm going to be down at Lake Fork, the Sporting Challenge, Lake Fork Sporting Challenge. So I think we have Mr. Gary on the line. Gary, are you standing by there, buddy?
I am here.
Well, thank you for being with us. And we've talked about the Patriot Sporting Challenge, the fact that the monies, which was last year's event, drew, I think, $100,000 for the Folds of Honor. It's a notable, it's an awesome cause. But next weekend is the event, and as far as the public, it being open to the public, there the 6th, which is next Saturday, there's a shooting event that folks can come to, right?
That is correct. The Saturday competition involves a 3-gun shoot and a very exciting format where the contestants that are involved in the Lake Fork Challenge competing for the winning spot in our trilogy of sporting events will be shooting shotgun, rifle, and pistol at that event.
That's going to be a lot of fun, too. And that will be at the J&K Trigger and Bow Shooting Range, folks. And, Gary, that is located 5 miles north of Yantis, right there on Highway 154, I believe.
That is correct.
Okay, good. Well, folks, I'm going to be there all day, and I'm going to have an awning set up. And, you know, this year we can use big bore air rifles for hunting big game in Texas. This is the first year ever. And there's so many people, Gary, that really are not familiar with the big bore air guns. But I'm going to be there at near the shooting range, and there's going to be a station set up where – anyone that wants to shoot one of these big bores, we're going to do it in a very safe manner. Me or one of my assistants is going to get one of these 45 calibers loaded up with a big 350 grain bullet and set you down at a bench and let you shoot. But, Gary, I think that'll be a great way to introduce a lot of people to the big bore air guns that actually want to shoot one, you know?
Very much, and in fact, I myself am excited to get my hands on one, shoot it, see what it looks like. You know, when you talk to most people about air guns, they tend to think about 17 caliber, old-time pellet guns and things like this, and times have really changed in that whole business and market, and I know we're excited to have Pyramid Air and you as part of our partner at this event and a chance for people to get to see what these really look like. And I understand now they go anywhere from 17 caliber to 50 caliber. Is that true?
That's correct, Gary. I'm going to have I'll have a 50 caliber out there. We're going to have several air guns, and I'm going to have a couple of other people that actually one guy that builds custom air guns is going to be with us. And, you know, it's going to be helpful to have some more folks out there to you know, talk and inform the public about air guns. But yeah, there's going to be, we'll have I'll bet we'll have probably 6 or 8 different type of air guns out there. We're not going to shoot the air bow. We'll have a 50 caliber that's will shoot bullets, lead bullets, or air bolts, like an arrow, you know, a very sturdy air bolt. But we're not going to shoot the air bolts. We're just going to stick with the lead bullets. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and I've had my book, I've written a book, a couple of books, but one on hog hunting, and I have a revised edition. I'll be there. You don't have to buy a book, folks, but you can come by and take a look at it and visit if you want to talk about hunting and fishing with me. I'll be right there, and I'd like for you to come by, but I've got the revised book. I'll have those for a book signing should anyone want one, Gary. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
Well, fantastic. We're looking forward to having you here and being the head editor of the Air Gun Magazine. We're talking to the expert here, people, and it'll be a wonderful experience to get his ideas and thoughts about what's all happening in this marketplace. It is a very new marketplace, as I understand, and quite an interesting resource, particularly for a lot of people that maybe have residential areas nearby where there's a lot of hog problems. And I see more and more people looking into using these to get rid of those wild hogs, which are cultivating their backyards. So
yeah, that's a big sport now. Is it's something new, and you know, Gary, I've had people, we're getting a little off track of the subject, but I've had people ask me, why do you want to use an air rifle? Well, you know, why does a person want to bow hunt, or why does a person want to use a compound bow, or maybe a crossbow? It's something different. And but the air thing is I think is already catching on, and it's just a little bit different way of hunting. But 350 grain soft lead bullet pushed out at about 900 feet per second from a 45 caliber barrel, that's substantial. It's about 500 foot pounds of energy, so it's going to be fun. And the main thing is, I really do welcome people to come out. Just come out, myself and some of the guys with me, just say, hey, I want to shoot one of these. We'll have it in your hand, and you'll be safely seated, and you'll probably be saying, wow, and I'm going to get you there, Gary. I want you to shoot one.
I'll be there,
yeah.
And looking forward to it. And, you know, in addition to having you there, which we really feel is going to be a great treat and excellent for us, the other aspect is there's going to be some celebrities that will be there for the evening affair, where we get all our challenge people together. We have Lieutenant Colonel Alan West as our keynote speaker, and he is going to be shooting on one of the teams himself. So we've got a very nice celebrity there that will be participating in the event. We have others as well. And it just could be a fun experience watching the concept of this three-gun shoot. That's one thing that I have always wanted to do. I love to shoot handgun. I love to shoot rifle. I love to shoot shotgun. And to wrap all three of these up in a contest and see it happen and take place, I think could have great intrigue for a lot of the public. And we really welcome having them around and come out. And there will be a food truck and stuff there if people get hungry. So there'll be food if they'd like to stay around over the lunch hour, but there will be a lot of people going through that shooting contest starting at 9 o'clock and ending, I would say, about 3:30, 3:15, somewhere around there.
Okay. Well, I'll be there with an awning set up and table with all these bunch of guns, and we'll have two or three other guys with me, too, that'll be helpful. Gary, I really appreciate, honestly, all you've done, you and the whole team there, to organize this event. It's for a noble cause. It's going to be very, the monies that are generated through this are put to very, very good use, and my hat's off to all of you.
Well, thank you. It's a great feeling on all of our parts to be able to do something like this that not only honors our veterans, but takes care of the sacrifice that's being made by their family members, their spouses, or their kids left behind, and just a great way of showing our support for what they do to provide us with the freedom and privileges and rights that we have in this great country of ours. So we're excited to do it, and we appreciate you helping us with that.
Well, thank you very much. And Gary, I will reiterate here, J&K Trigger and Bow Shooting Range, 5 miles north of Yanis, right there on Highway 154, Saturday the 6th of October. Be there. We're going to have a big time, and I look forward to seeing you there, Gary.
And starting about 9 a.m. in the morning.
You betcha.
Thanks.
Folks, I tell you what, that is going to be an event on the 6th. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you can get out there and visit with me. While we're talking Lake Fork, I want to mention the Minnebucket. I'll probably be getting one of those nice, clean rooms at the Minnebucket to stay while I'm down there at this event. But to my way of thinking, there is not a better marina. The Minnebucket, you know, they have an awesome cafe with some really good food, clean rooms, a pavilion out there, boat launching ramp. Just a good place to stay when you're at Lake Fork. Good, friendly people. So I'm thinking about getting me a room there at the Minnebucket for this event while I'm down there, probably for Friday night. And I will remind you, if you have a chance, come out there Saturday and visit with me and shoot one of these big bore air guns. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in 45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet. And it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season.
Folks, that wraps our show up for today. Remember, you can go online to catfishradio.com, and there you can download the segments all this coming week if you missed something you'd like to hear again, possibly. If you have any hunting or fishing news from your area, I'd sure like to hear about it. You can email me through the website there at catfishradio.com. Until this time next week, have fun in the outdoors.